Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, my next guest this morning loves history, and the more offbeat and unusual, the better. Last January only, he set up a social media account called Weird Ireland, which is brilliant, by the way, which features him visiting odd and unusual places around the country. These bite-sized curiosities have just been turned into a book, and it's called Weird Ireland, An Unofficial Guide to the Island, and its author Brinsley McNamara is here to tell us all about it. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Brendan?
Good, good. Now, I have watched all your videos, I think, over the weekend. It's absolutely brilliant.
Nearly
all, yeah, because I was working, so I had lots of time off in the evening. I've never seen your face, so it's nice. You don't feature
your
face.
You're not the only one.
No, I think that's kind of interesting as well, and I respect it, by the way. So I'm not pulling the PR or anything like that. But Brinsley McNamara isn't your real name. Mm-hmm. So why did you use a pseudonym? And it's the pen name of another writer that people will know. So tell us, first of all, who's the pen name?
Well, the pen name Brinsley McNamara. Also, John Weldon was his real name. He was an author from Delvin in County Westmeath. He wrote a book called The Valley of the Squinting Windows. He died in 1961, he said a long time, and a playwright as well, but his most famous work is The Valley of the Squinting Windows, which ended up being a controversial book, which around its release was actually burnt on a bonfire in Delvin.
Okay, very good. So you've taken his name as a pseudonym. Why don't you want to reveal your name or your face, interestingly?
Well, to be honest, I might not seem it, but I'm actually kind of quite shy, naturally, and I was kind of afraid to put myself out there, really. But I think it worked out very well. I think with the intro, my name is Brinsley McNamara.
Sorry, do the intro for me, will you?
Well, I should have started with that. Sorry, yeah. Well, my name is Brinsley McNamara. Welcome to Weird Ireland.
You know, starts with that. It's really good.
Yeah, pretty much.
So the book is great. Congratulations. And it's one of those lovely success stories that it grew out of a very authentic curiosity by myself. It's full of historical events and information. Have you always been interested in history?
Pretty long time. Do you remember the Horrible History magazines by any chance?
Yeah,
I was big and huge, obsessed with those when I was little. So just before that, I was very into history. So long time, more than 20 years anyways, yeah.
So you, the social media account, Weird Ireland Instagram account, have a look if you're near your phone. It's brilliant. How and why did you start that?
I'm originally from Westmeath, and a bunch of years ago, I actually started one called Weird Westmeath. And it was a very similar thing, much the same thing. The thing is, going around adventuring, looking at old places, I was doing that anyways, whether I was putting on I was doing that pretty much all my whole life, whether it was on social media or not. So it was just putting it on there. I thought it'd be fun. I thought it'd be interesting. At the time, I wanted to, bring more traction to Westmeath, which I don't think it's enough traction. And Weird Ireland was a natural progression of that after like 3 years of doing Weird Westmeath,
So you've reached huge audiences. Give us your stats.
Well, we just go over 300,000 on Instagram.
300,000 on Instagram. Is that amazing? From last January. And 75,000 on TikTok.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah and the videos are very engaging, I have to say. I really enjoyed it. Were you surprised at the growth?
At the rate of the growth, how early it was, absolutely. I always intended on it doing well. I just thought it would happen during the summer, not by March,
So, who is the book for, and what can people expect first? Go on, give us your pitch.
That's a good question. Well, I think the book will appeal to people from Ireland who want to connect more with the country.
Now you say that, but you've loads of international followers.
Well, it can do both. I think it can do both audiences, because people want to connect with Ireland in general. So anyone that wants to connect with the country and see places that are less well known or even lesser known facets of the culture of the country, whether it be the Wren Boys or whether it be, Wibbly Wobbly Wonders or that kind of thing.
Well, we're going to get to them in a minute.
We will.
So it's a bite-sized history. It's kind of easier for people to digest, would you say, right? People might think history can be boring. But I think when they look at this, they'll find an appetite for it all. It's really bite-sizey. And I think that's influenced by the bite size of the video, right?
I think so, yeah. I mean, otherwise it'd be very hard to, take what I was doing in video and put it into a book, a lengthier one like that. So I think it's a somewhat more fleshed out version of the videos,
We'll jump into some of the stories in a minute, but have you been surprised by some of the reaction to some of the videos? So you posted a video of milk being dispensed from the soft drink dispenser in Supermax in County Louth, and it got 3.2 million views. What's that?
I don't know. People like seeing food on things. People like seeing Supermax as, fast food thing. It's a very short video, snappy video.
3.2 million.
I know. I thought of that video years ago. My brother-in-law was ordering Supermax. He does it all the time. And he just saw by chance in the take on the online, you know, menu that he could get milk with his meal, so he didn't. I thought, that's genius. That's hilarious, you know.
Oh, because it's coming out of the soft drink.
Yeah, it's like instead of a Coca-Cola, you know.
Oh, I get you. Okay, okay. That is interesting. Okay, so let's talk about some of the more interesting histories in the book. Mm-hmm. I loved the first one here, the aerosigns. Always love those. Tell people about it. We might not know. A lot of people will know about them. There's 83 of these signs around Ireland.
Thereabouts. There's probably lost ones. The era signs are during the Second World War, when the Republic were back then era, was a neutral country in the Second World War.
Yeah.
To avoid Axis or even Allied bombers accidentally bombing Ireland, they would write in big words era in stone across the coastline of the country. And a lot of them got lost since then. A lot of them are only being refound and recovered, but they're so huge that, you know, they have good preserving power.
So, for example, I've seen them, an era 80. What was the number for?
Oh, the number is just numbering, because, yeah, there is 80-something, something like that. It's just a number of the location. I don't precisely know, to be honest, you know.
Another story in the book, and also when you've Magic Hills. What's the Magic Hills?
A Magic Hill is... A gravity hill is another word for them.
A gravity hill?
A gravity.
Gravity hill.
It's a phenomenon all over the world. It's where a hill, if you're on it with your car and you take the handbrake off, it'll roll up the hill, or at least seem like it's rolling up the hill. There's ones all over Ireland and all over the world. Seemingly, what's really happening is it's always going downhill, just a very slight decline, but the surroundings make it look like it's going uphill. There's one, I've only ever done one in County Louth, in Jenkinstown, outside Dundalk, and it does work. It's hard to do because you can't just, you know, stop your car in a public road for a long time.
Safety first. Thank you for that, Brimsley. The Meath Gaeltacht, located at Rathcarn, mm-hmm. County Meath, has an interesting history. What's going on there?
Oh, it's got a fascinating history, yeah. English speaking would have been prevalent there for not like the other Gaeltacht in the west of the country, where there's an unbroken tradition of Irish speaking. There it had been broken for quite a long time, but in the early 20th century, they decided to establish a Gaeltacht there to promote the Irish language in that area. There's a lot of talk about what the actual reasons those was, or ulterior motives of bringing of in a different demographic of voters into that area.
Oh,
there's all kinds of talk around it, but even contemporary talk to it. But yeah, it's two areas. It's one just outside Trim, and it's one just outside Navan. And they're both very small. Neither of them are like towns or anything. More like townlands.
And very quickly, the Loch Ree Monster. I'd never heard of this.
Oh,
one.
I love that one. Yeah,
what's that? Quickly, what's that one?
The Loch Ree Monster is a really just one sighting in May 1960. Three priests on a boat fishing. Sounds like a joke, it isn't. We're fishing on Loch Ree. Loch Ree is a very big lake in Ireland. It borders counties Westmeath, Roscommon and Longford. They spotted a creature, a sort of humped back, maybe 9 feet long by how they could see it. Almost horse fish headed creature coming out of the lake very late in the evening. And they went back, reported it on land. And it led to a small bit of a hunt on the lake to find the monster. And it's led to a lot of talk after that about it.
Listen, it's like we talk about this all day. Weird Ireland, an unofficial guide to Ireland. Brinsley McNamara is available now in bookstores. But also, you have a look at Weird Ireland on Instagram and TikTok. It's really good. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Great, thank you.